And with
if it was made out of wood, what would it be?
It'd be kind of like a wooden bucket. But you don't want that. We always, if we couldn't get a new, an animal bucket to milk a cow in, well, we wouldn't have the 10 pails. Daddy Neal would have that.
Never used 10 pails.
He didn't like it. We just used to go buy us a new, an animal bucket, like a water bucket. Well, that's the way we milked our cows, and we only had 4 or 5. But around the dairy, they have anywhere from 2 to 4 and 5 pails. This high. They used to bring it to the stores in them pails, but they got to put it in this year box.
Well, what would you call that kind of, were there different kinds of buckets and pails and stuff?
Well, it was just like water buckets. We'd go buy a new water bucket for one of them to have it milk. And then we never did let nothing else be put in it.
Well, what's a water bucket look like?
If we didn't get a wooden water bucket, we got a, it's like this right down here, galvanized stuff.
So that'd be a bucket then?
Yeah.
Even if it's galvanized?
Yeah, it's galvanized buckets like that, with bells on it.
Oh, and now, would you call it something else if it was made out of plastic like that?
A plastic bucket.
Would you just call it a plastic pail?
Yeah, you can call it that. I got one of them down on that there. See?
And so, would you call it a bucket?
I just call it. Yeah, I call it a bucket and a half to scrub around, tote around and scrub in. It's plastic made out of it.
Well, talking about your kitchen, since we're over that way, what kind of cooking utensils do you have?
Well, I got boilers.
And what else you have over there?
I've got fryers, frying pans, bakers, whole cake bakers, bakers to bake biscuits in, pans to cook cakes in.
Well, you got a lot of different kitchen things in there.
Yes, sir. I got some in here, pans and things in this one.
Well, now what do you cook in your frying pan?
Well, you fry your chicken in it, and you fry your meat in it, or bacon. I use mine, or I take a notion of fry me some bread in it. Anything you want to cook in it. And it's an iron fryer, too.
Now, can it be made out of anything besides iron?
Yeah, I got one made out of this here no stick stuff.
Teflon?
Teflon, yeah. I got Teflon, I got iron, and that's about all I want to cook with. And you need that on that electric stove, that iron.
Well, what's that large black thing you might have out in the backyard? You said you had one at your daughter's house.
Wash pot. An iron wash pot.
Would you ever call it anything else?
Oh, that's what we always bought it for.
Just for washing.
And we just bought it to use. We used it to dry up grease with and everything. But whenever I quit having hogs tend to, she had some out there and I let them have it to cook up her grease, and it's been out there ever since.
Well, now, do they come in different shapes and sizes?
They just come in big old round wash pots, iron wash pots that way.
So
you've seen them on the porches with flowers in them, haven't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, do they have legs on them?
Mm-hmm. Legs just about that long.
About 4 inches long.
Yeah, they set about 4 over there where they're set up there. Set them on bricks.
And
that gives them room for the fire to go under and heat them.
Have you ever heard it called something else, like a kettle?
Kettle, yeah. They is kettles. My daddy had a kettle he made syrup with, and it was on. But now his was big around.